1100 episodes later, if not more. Good day to Gwen. May 16th, 2022. This sounds weird. Is it me or am I the only person who read the post about the fact that we are in 2014 and not 2022? Have y'all heard that? I mean, am I the only person that's... Okay, maybe it was just me. But anywho, welcome. It's a good day with Gwen. It's Monday. I thought I'd pop on her because I have so much support and listeners that I wanted to hop on her and just let you all know that time don't even feel real at this point. Time does not feel real. Am I alone? Is anybody else out there? Anybody listening? Like, I feel like without the zombies, it's where we are in life right now, you know? World's going to sugar honey iced tea. Mass shootings are still happening because of fear of the black race. And even saying that just creeps me, weirds me the heck out. Like, fear of being extinct. That is a thing. But you know what we can't control? We can't control that. And by people out there being able to shoot, typically young men. Young white men. Okay? Because this is a race issue. I hate the color is always that racism is black and white. When in reality, white people are kind of like, not like paper white, but, and black people are not black like the street. Like, tar is black. There's a color black and there's a color brown. We're more brown than we are black. So, just that. Just how all of that just don't even, it's not even necessary. Because what the hell is going on? Because we are all human. But at the end of the day, whatever color, because I didn't get to pick this avatar. Those people didn't get to pick their avatars. We can't help that we're black. And white people can't help that they white. Okay? Okay? So, the fact that people out here still shooting. Okay? These guns, these people with fear in them, full of ignorance and hate, racism, well, still a thing. My. It's a crying shame, and we're used to it. Sadly, like, is anybody else here? Like, anybody else seeing this? Like, it's like a normal now. It's just like, oh, again? Not to be insensitive, because my condolences to all the families involved in all of this, because it's senseless violence, because the fear of the black African-American race. Actually, it's just all just human race. We're just humans. But the fear that we are going to overpopulate or overdominate, be more superior of, what is that? Who told him that? Where did he get that from? What are they teaching people out here? Or not teaching them? Because get the entire F out of here. Like, what? And people are fearing the fact that people are going to start saying Black Lives Matter again. My goodness. My goodness. We hate to have to say that shit. I'm going to be honest with you. I know people who say that be like over it at some point. You just like, golly. The fact that we have to say it is the problem. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even. But my brown life definitely matters in it. The people brown lives at that store definitely matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't no time to be like, all lives matter. Because we know that. That's not even in question. If all lives matter, silly. We talking about the fact that this just happened because he feared. Okay? I'm saying fear because that's what they allegedly saying. That's fear. That's what they out here eating for breakfast is fear. If y'all don't get out here and get to know people or try to talk to people and shit, because people need hugs. Because why would you just go shoot up a place because of that? Who told him? Who are his friends? Who are his parents? Who told him that? I ain't even gonna say he was on no drug. He knew what he was doing. He didn't shoot that white man. Huh? Okay? So, what's going on? What's happening? I'll tell you what's not happening. Nothing's been changed for people who look like me, who didn't get to change, get to choose, get to select, get to alter, filter, add, remove. I can speak for nobody else. I can't change the color of my skin. And the color of my skin doesn't have nothing to do with who I am. And for a lot of people, that might go over your heads. But in all honesty, I feel like these mass shootings and these people who are out here just losing their damn minds, we need to figure out how to get to the root of this situation. And it ain't covering it up with drugs and alcohol and giving people that's unstable guns and what have you. It's some deeper rooted stuff that need to be happening out here. And ain't nobody trying to pay attention. Everybody is in Looney Tune. You know what I mean? And it's above me. You know what I mean? But I will say that this is despicable. You know what I mean? I never go shoot up a place of nothing because of some shit made up like that. Excuse my French, but that's some sugar, honey, and iced tea for me. And it's supposed to be okay, this rhetoric that this just keep happening, that's just what's happening now? That's just cool. I mean, like, that's what we doing is we still doing? Like, I'm not surprised, but I'm like, come on, hello, anybody, like, where's everybody is what I'm feeling like, what's going on? I understand that we going at war in other places. We all distracted by other shit that's going on in other places. And this is happening right on American soil. This man really believed that black folks was going to outnumber white folks for whatever he didn't took a sip of, did like that. Somebody needs to just go ahead and just say we're being punked, because a lot of this is giving me punked vibes. Like, this can't, this cannot be life. Like, right, I'm thankful for life. I'm grateful. Oh my God. Grateful and thankful for life, but like, y'all see this shit? Like, am I the only one that's out my window looking? Am I the only one outside in these streets trying to see what's going on? Like, people were really like, well, it ain't my business. Damn! Well, I don't rock with Black Lives Matter because I don't give a damn about that establishment, that mantra, none of that. Before that became a monetized thing, that shit been the thing. Come on. My life has always mattered. I ain't have to put that up on no t-shirt or no shit like that. Nah, I ain't had to hold up my fist to be saying my life matter that happens to be brown. Black in some other people's eyes. I get how people just so nonchalant about it. Like, people just like, I'm like, dang. They got him. He was alive. I know he got a cheeseburger. And I'm not being funny. Y'all know they gave that other man a cheeseburger after he had tied up their church. Sure did. And he had the same fear of some sort like that about... Boy. Y'all don't see this? That's the name of this segment. Y'all don't see this? I mean, I know it's a lot going on, but keep up with what's happening over here on American soil. And y'all heard about these laws being passed, ladies, women, Women, okay? I'm not sure the people who consider themselves women as well. Y'all see this? They trying to tell me about my body and can't figure out the female cycle and why women synchronize. But you mean to tell me y'all finna start making laws about the woman? Why y'all so, y'all focused on the wrong shit in about women? For my women out there, I know y'all heard it. I know y'all seeing this. They're literally old, decrepit. Even if they ain't old and decrepit, there are still men making laws about a woman's body. What are women at that's making laws about the men's bodies? I'm finna get into that, because what? WTF? What's going on? What's happening? What is going on? Then in the other news, there's a... I have to give this to y'all, because y'all need to know that it is too much going on out here, okay? Not only or the people in the part of the alphabet community. And I'm a part of it. So I ain't mad that people say alphabet community, because it's a whole lot of alphabets. I'm learning more about them. You know, I'm learning. There's so many more pronouns and everything that I'm learning. So bear with me. But the first transgender transplant of a uterus was put in a trans woman not too long ago. Google it, y'all. I'm not even making this up. It's in consideration. I believe it's gonna happen, or it has happened. But it's a thing. Woo! How y'all feel about it? I'm gonna tell you. I need to know. Y'all need to hop in my comments. Tell me how you feel about it, because I don't know yet. I can't say I know. I get the whole, you know, have a baby thing. I understand it. I get it. But I don't understand the other part of it. I just don't. So, no shade or no tea. I'm just trying to figure out what's happening. You know, winning. I guess that's a different topic. That's a whole different podcast, okay? That's a whole different one. But I'm going to let you know right now, that's interesting. And in other news, God is still good at the end of the day. But it's a whole lot of going on. Shout out to Zoe, because it's a whole lot of that going on. And I just thought y'all should know. Casey would, I know it was just me. I know it ain't just me. And that's just the surface. You know what I'm saying? That's just the top. I ain't even scratched nothing. And this is going on. What? Y'all see this? Can't just be me. Anywho, I thank y'all for my Gwen talk. I just had to let y'all know that it is some, we is in funky town. Y'all see this? We funky town. That's what it's feeling like. It's real funky out here. And I'm just trying to do better, okay? Because I know. I'm not perfect. But it's a whole lot of going on. Woo! Happy Monday. Let's see what Tuesday's going to be about. My goodness.